Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, the cash cattle business should move into full swing at some point during the day today, although the likelihood of late-day trade is developing given the overall lack of market direction in futures trade and sluggish interest so far this week by both packers and feedlot managers. Asking prices are set to be restarted today about $125, and we're looking at bids of $119 here today. Now, futures should remain sluggish through the first couple of hours of trade with the focus on increased buyer activity late today as traders search for follow-through support with prices near contract highs. Even though markets have been unable to move higher through the last couple of sessions, the inability to sustain any market liquidation is pointing to a still strong market trend. Now, firm gains in the hog trade are expected to continue midweek, with bids steady to $1.50 higher overall. Most bids expected around 50 cents higher following the continued buyer support from last week and expected additional strength developing in futures trade. Moving to the grains, March Kansas City wheat is up 4¾ cents early this morning, with similar gains in Chicago and Minneapolis. One thing in wheat's favor this week has been a drop in the U.S. dollar to its lowest prices in over a couple of months. The heavy selling of U.S. stocks in December also seems to have quieted, and that's helping commodity prices in general. March corn's up about 2.5 cents early this morning, showing a little spunk after yesterday's selling, and still getting support from a forecast for hot and mostly dry weather in southern Brazil. Well, March soybeans are up 3.5 cents early, not much of a rebound after yesterday's 17¼ cent drubbing, but at least able to show some early support. Since the trade dispute erupted with China, it has always been difficult to assess U.S. soybean demand in the 2018-19 years, and that certainty has only gotten worse since the federal government shut down. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, at the close yesterday, the February live cattle up 7 cents, 124.87. April up 12 cents, 125.92. January feeder cattle down 7 cents, 146.75. March down 17, 145.07. February hogs up 30 at 64.05. And April was up 30 cents at 67.85. Kansas City wheat, March down 6¾ at 498¾. May down 7¼ at 510. Chicago wheat, March down 6¼ at 513¾. May was down 6¼ at 519¾. March corn down 5¾ at 376¼. May was down 5.5 cents at 384.5. March soybeans down 17¼ cents, $9.906¾. And the May was down 17 cents at 920¼. On our cotton futures, March unchanged 72.85. May was up 6 cents, 74.42. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.